Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are here live in Commander's Park, and Dan Quinn is talking to the media right now. Let's take a listen and find out what he has to say.
All right, guys, I'll get rolling with you today. Captains, offensively, Ertz, and defensively, Samer Steele, and on the special teams, J-Mac. And all these guys, man, they bring a lot to our team in lots of different ways and standards and competing. And so we're all pumped to see these guys get this op. I'll rule three players out. That will be Ballore, linebacker Nick Ballore, cornerback Marshawn Lattimore, and kicker Austin Seibert. All the rest of the guys practiced, and we'll huddle up tonight and see how they do. But those are the three that that won't play. I'm ruling them out today.
And Robinson looked this week.
Yeah, today was the day to get speed, and so that was good sign to see him and the rest of his teammates really get running. It was a kind of a ramp up, John, as you go. Think of a slower on Monday, a little faster yesterday, but today's the day you hit the marks to go up, and so he did a good job with that.
I know you guys have moved on from the Jahan trade months ago, but when you look back at the process, how you guys made the decision, hey, we want to go in a different direction, what do you kind of look back at that, and how does that kind of help shape what you guys have been doing overall with your internal conversations?
Well, I thought number one, you know, with Adam, we always said this best decisions, you know, for the team at that time, Ben. And so whether that's, you know, a trade or whatever that looks like, that's going to be kind of the driving force behind it. As you guys know, we didn't really talk about who's the two and that. We had a big deep crew at receiver now that you've seen, you know, kind of how the guys are used and where we're at. But that was the best op for the team. And John did a great job. He was here with us, and we look forward to seeing him.
With Wiley and Cornelius, how's it looking for them going into this game?
Yeah, they both had good work yesterday. We did kind of some individual, and then we got really more today at full speed. Not full speed, but enough where we could punch and go and be aggressive. And so Cornelius and Andrew both did a good job today.
Take two more.
Dan, your personal philosophy when deciding to give a guy a second chance in light of OZ and possibly moving on, but what do you think about when you want to?
I'm not sure what you mean by moving on, what you're saying.
Replacing.
Oh, understood. Sure. Well, I think you have to look at the whole body of work in terms of the work ethic, what you've seen before. And so, you know, when you're going through it, you want to make sure there's not a pattern that comes up. And if that's the case, then, okay, then it's somebody else's role to do that in punt return. But there's also a lot of work and trust that's been put into that. And so that's really where I look at it. And I'm at the top of everything, like protecting the team. And so that's where I stand on it.
Hey, Coach, when you had an opportunity to look at the Eagles film, what are some of the things that you've seen that they do really well?
I'll start for their defense. I thought their five down fronts, the four down fronts, I thought the safeties down when they're back, the disguise. I thought Coach Fangio does a very good job and has for a long time, Kendi, into that space. I love the aggressiveness of their corners, playing tight coverage onto people. So there'll be a lot of contested throws and contested throws and catches. The interior part of their guys, big guys with size and guys that can rip off the edge, so a good challenge that way. Offensively, I felt run game-wise was similar to what we have seen. Their line coach and staff there has done a fantastic job through the years in the run game, and they've added an explosive player to the mix in Saquon. Kellen, I thought, added probably different, you know, his flavor and elements to the drop-back game to go. But the addition of Barkley has really been, as it's been proven, you know, a big addition for them this year. Special teams-wise, big place kicker, you know, that can hit it from deep. So the field position for us is going to be a big deal in this game. That's where I think of them all at the top. And known quantity, tough group. And so for us, you know, heading up there, division game, like, it's really cool. We're pumped.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right. You guys have
B. Mitchell Finley, you just heard from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn there, ruling three players out. Nick Ballore, and that's not going to make the headlines, but he's been really good on special teams.
Yes.
And you hear Dan Quinn talk about the importance of field position in this thing.
Yep.
That's not a nothing thing. And then you've also got place kicker Austin Seibert to continue the special teams.
Gonzo going to take care of that.
Gonzo looked fine last week. You'd like to have Seibert, but clearly that hip injury is kind of a factor. Mm-hmm. And then the big one, B, I don't know, this should be a surprise, but Lattimore ruled out. What's your reaction?
Hey, he's not ready. So, I mean, I think everyone wants to rush that, but if he's not ready, he's not ready. It's nothing to be overly concerned about because, like I said yesterday, and I know people were, well, we want him on the field. Well, he hadn't played for you yet, so you don't know what you're missing. You know, and if he's not ready to go, you damn sure don't want to put him out there.
Like, especially if you trade assets for somebody that's kind of hurt.
See, my thing is, like, Devontae. We talked to Dave, and he said, oh, yeah, he's dealing with a hamstring. Hey, if I'm a cornerback, I want to line up on you right in your face and see if you can really run. See if the hamstring is 100% healthy. You know? So you're going to test people, and I think that's the ultimate thing. When you're ready to go, you go. But if you're not, you don't want to put nobody out there. That could be a bad thing.
Agree with that. I want to check in with Jeffrey. Our dear friend Jeff Walker tends to be a tad bit reactionary at times. He loves this burgundy and gold. Jeff, what do you think? Seibert's out, Ballore's out, Lattimore's out going into Sunday.
Honestly, JP, until Lattimore gets on the field and play a game and I see the difference, I'm not going to be rushing. Because we've been doing this without him here this entire time. Like, granted, I want to see him. Like, but it's like, I can't be like, oh, no, we need Lattimore. Now, granted, BSJ got cooked. But, like, I can't be like, yo, we need Lattimore back right now. So until he suit up and play, it's just waiting for the best for him. Seibert, That's a big one to me because even though he's been kind of sketchy, he's still been our kicker and we all loved him when he first got here and was doing his thing. I don't know. Like you said, the way the ball looked when what's the kicker name
that Gonzo. You said?
Yeah, you said it got
Gonzalez, Zane Gonzalez.
You said it got over there, but we all was looking like, oh,
it was floating a bit.
Yeah,
it looks a bit of a floater.
It looks scary. At least with Seibert, we know majority of the time it's going in. So, and then the other dude, I don't even know him, JP.
Ballore, he's a special teams ace.
Yeah.
I love Chess. Like, who's the other dude? I don't even know the other dude.
I'm gonna need you to care more about special teams, dog.
Yo, it's tough for you to say that with. As a producer on the Brian Mitchell program.
Yeah. the guy on special teams that I've been, like, raving about lately, because one of my boys was trying to play Quan Martin, and I'm like, dude, he's hitting. Like, our special teams is hitting. I just didn't know his name. I apologize.
It's all good. Quan Martin also plays defense.
No, he was on special teams, too, because he
Right, but he's also the starting safety.
Yeah, but he hits on special teams. Like, when I watch special teams and I'm seeing it, JP, unless you go back and watch the all 22, all you really see is the hits at the end.
Are you talking about that big hit in the Pittsburgh game?
And it was one before that. It was a couple of games that he laid some big hits.
Quan comes up and puts some – he lays some wood.
He does. Percy Butler had the really good hit in the last game. Man, that's what I was wondering.
From Plaquemine, dude. That's the Green
Devil.
That's what the Green Devil was.
Not that specific one.
Landini, so here's what we know is Seibert, Melor, and Lattimore are out. Does that significantly impact what you think for tomorrow's action?
No, but I do have a question. So Dan said that Seibert, or Seifert, sometimes known as Seifert, Belore and Lattimore are out. Does that mean that B-Rob and Wiley and Coleman and Tyler Biotish, does that mean all those guys are playing?
No, that means that they practice.
Okay.
It means that they're not ruled out yet.
They're not ruled out yet.
It does not mean – so that's a great question. So the injury report's going to come out here in just a minute. Maybe it'd take a little bit longer because Philly's got to complete theirs too. But all of the guys coming into this that were questionable remain questionable, are limited. All those – the only people that have been ruled out are Belor, Lattimore, and Seibert. Those are the only three people that got DNPs both on the Monday and Tuesday practice report. DNP is did not practice. So you're still going to have Biotish, Coleman, Farrell, Lucas, Robinson, Wiley. My guess is they're all still going to have a limited participation today. Unless the way he talked about – what did you think about the way he talked about Brian Robinson?
I'm thinking that he's going to play.
It seemed that way, right?
Yeah. But see, the thing of it is, listen, man, the whole thing, we all got to – I know what our wants and our feelings are sometimes. Dudes are human. They have to get healthy, and then they go. If they're not healthy, you don't want them out there, point blank.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the B-Rob thing, I'll be really fascinated. The only one of these guys I could expect, I could maybe see a limited designation get to a full, because particularly when it comes to, I mean, think about it, B, these are all walkthroughs. So what's the difference between a limited designation and a full designation? It's the limited individual work you do into the limited walkthrough. Mm-hmm. You could probably get somebody a full, be in compliance with the media rules, and there really isn't much of a difference.
Yep.
But, Lanville, that's a great question. I would still expect the one thing he did not answer, he said Wiley and Lucas were looking good. But none of that says who the hell is going to play right tackle on Thursday night. Is it still Trent Scott?
It doesn't say, but y'all figure it out. I would say this. Whoever he's going against is not. What?
No. So certainly.
So that should help a little bit, too.
Lanville, I have an idea, should you be up to it. It's reasonable. This is not one of my pyramid schemes. I'd like to open the phone lines up and let fans react to the injury news. This is the last time you're going to hear from Dan Quinn until tomorrow night at 8:15 on Amazon when he does a sideline interview with Kaylee Hartung, right? Like, there's no more official information coming out. We know who's been ruled out. We know who remains questionable. How are fans feeling about the injury status of this team rolling into Thursday Night Football? The phone number is 800-636-1067. That again, 800-636-1067. Phones are now open. Lanville, how do you feel about the injury report?
I agree with what people are saying about Lattimore. You know, it's not like we're really missing him yet because he still hasn't ever officially debuted. I don't think that Seibert being out is all that big of a deal. They may do last week with Zane Gonzalez The thing that has me nervous is the kind of the limited guys, the guys that are questionable, that could maybe go either way. That could really make a difference, obviously, if they have that. The O-line, there's just so many injuries on it. If those guys can go, I'll feel a hell of a lot better than if they can't.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that, too. And the other part of this that folks got to realize is when these guys are questionable, we saw this with Biadasz the other night, that if you're questionable, like it's possible that you get out there and then it goes poorly. You know what I mean? Obviously, nobody's hoping for that, but they're going in beat up. They could get more beat up. And I think it's tricky to like understand that, but you hope it doesn't happen, clearly. We'll let people weigh in on the game. I'm sure people in the chat are weighing in.
Of course.
Everybody wants to know about B-Rob. I would say right now it sounds pretty good. Last week, though, before the Steelers game, on Wednesday it sounded pretty good, and then that thing kind of dissipated. And when you heard DQ talking just a little bit ago, he said, you know, today was the day we really got it up to speed and we tested this thing.
Yeah.
And if they're willing to test it the day before a game, to me sounds pretty legit.
Yeah, because I think the information they've been gathering and getting from the trainer says, we think he's good now. Doesn't have no pain. It's not catching. Think about the hamstring. When you have a hamstring pull, it starts to heal up. You start to run and you can feel that thing catching a little bit, grabbing. And once that stops, you normally can go. And then, but the thing you have to be concerned about, hamstring pulls a lot happen when you stop. You know, you take that long stride to stop, that's when the hamstring goes. So you watch guys when they have coming off of one, they try to coast a little bit farther before they stop. But on a football field, you don't have that luxury all the time.
No.
You got to be able to put that thing in the ground, cut, do whatever you got to do. So I think at this point, that's probably why they took a little longer. It probably was catching a little bit longer.
Yeah, I think that you got to take your time. With a hamstring, with a skill position player, I think getting B-Rob back out there helps a lot. Like the numbers I talked about earlier, in their last two wins, the Commanders were 5 of 15 on third down and then 5 of 12. And win against the Giants kind of gave that game away. The Giants won time of possession. They had more yards. They just turned the ball over. Dude, against the Steelers, those numbers got even worse. I didn't include them because they lost to the Steelers, obviously.
Yeah.
But the Steelers on third down, Washington, I'll give it to you, was 5 of 14. So in their last three games on third down, 5 of 15, 5 of 12, 5 of 14. B-Rob helps.
He does. Because
get
B-Rob
second and six and third and
the
two.
The difference is B-Rob rarely has lost yardage on first down, second down carries. He normally gets you those 3-4 yards, and then now it makes it a lot easier. And all that stuff works hand in hand. You know, people don't – getting a 4-yard run and getting a 2-yard run is a hell of a difference late in the, the down count.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a question there about Jahan Dotson. Obviously, they're going to face Jahan Dotson. Jeff mentioned this possibility earlier. Do you think – what is your level of concern about Jahan?
I'm not concerned. If they let him go, okay, he practices against these same receivers, these defensive backs and stuff here. If they let him go, then they don't fear.
Dotson has 8 catches for 98 yards on the season. 5 of those have gone for first downs. No touchdowns yet this year. He had a catch for 27 yards in last week's win over Philly. And the week before that, it was only a catch for 36 yards, but it came at a vital point in what was a close win over Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Here is the plan, folks. When we return, we're taking your calls. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. If you've seen the video from the NBC4 Twitter account, you know what Jaden's vibes are. Jaden's vibes are strong. What are your vibes? You know the injury report. We now know the injury situation. Lattimore is not playing. We don't know about B-Rob, but it's trending the right way. Taking your calls next on B. Mitch and Finley.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.